Maybe.
All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and you guys are ready for more Being a Dick. Of course you are.
Yeah. Because
it's the most popular video on my channel for some unknown reason.
I know why.
Oh, yeah. We know. All right, so let's go ahead and get started. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're late. Did we say a day this week? I was just dropping by to check if you had some work for me. Not you. Sorry, I'll be in my corner. You want some work to do? You can help me check the inventory in the back section. Wait a moment, what was that about? What was what? That's Sage, do you know her? I'm her mentor for the dissertation. Oh, I didn't know you did that too. Why you? Because I was asked, and I believe I told you that librarians are teachers too. Now if you'll excuse me, I need to check in with her. Everyone knows everyone here. So I just check if the books on the list are on the shelves? Yes, they should be in the correct order too. Make a note if one is missing. It seems simple enough. That's why you're doing it. The joke's on you, it's your job to begin with.
Ooh.
Is everything in order? Yeah, again, I'm sorry for being late. It seems to be a regular occurrence with you. Perhaps we should schedule our sessions 15 minutes early every time so I don't have to wait. I'll be on time from now on, I promise. So, Grim is working here? Do you know him? Yeah, he's a great guy. I don't think we're talking about the same person. Well, he is. He's helping out here. Enough chatting, let's make up for the lost time. You can start by reading through the suggestions I gave you last time. Start? I thought you wanted me to do that for today because I did. Did you? Yeah, these are my notes. These are, yeah, I know. They're just notes I scribbled down while reading, like you told me. I haven't fully formulated any sentences. No, this is excellent. I'm impressed. Thank you. So I was thinking, you mentioned last time how I needed to find potential sources of data for my research, and I made this list of companies I could start with, and I figured it would be interesting not only to look at the leadership effects from an economic standpoint, but also to include a section with how the company is regarded from employee reviews of employers. Okay, if you want to do that, I know a website that would be useful, and I think there's a similar thesis on this from last year that would be of interest to you. If not, it may contain valuable references to other literature. Great! Bella runs a tight ship, not a single missing book so far, and everything is in perfect order. If I was a librarian, I'd probably orgasm from this, haha. Hey, Grim. Hi, what are you doing here? I came to study.
By yourself?
Josie can't come until later, and now it was a choice of being alone in my dorm or being alone here. This option felt more motivating, so I might get some work done. Well, I'm busy working, so I can't join you either.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm earning money for the frat. Bella's got me checking inventory. You're working hard these days. Yeah, I am. I'll check in with you when I'm done if you're still here. I have fun. Hey, that book is on the wrong spot. In the wrong spot. No, this is the right section. You'd think with those glasses you'd be able to spot your mistake. Excuse me? I have a list here with the library inventory, and that book is supposed to be here. Listen, kid, it's close enough. Trust me, I work here. There's no need to be that meticulous. Is that so? Then why the hell has every book on this list been in order until you came here and fucked it up? Okay, Jesus flippin' Christ, have it your way. The nerds you let work here get weirder and weirder. He's rude, but he's not wrong. You're a librarian. You should know. Huh?
Yeah, she's using this joke.
Yep. Popsy Max.
Popsy Max.
Popsy. Gotta have a nice cold Popsy.
Just twist those letters around and it's a soppy Max.
I didn't get that.
Oh, soppy? Like a wet vagina?
Oh, well, okay. Maya? Can I sit down? I have nothing to say to you. Okay, this is awkward. I thought Quinn cleared the air with you. She talked to me all right, and she got her final shots in, too. Did she tell you that we still want you to join us? Something to that effect, yes. And yeah, and have you changed your mind? It would take a hell of a lot more than Quinn calling me a bitch and flipping me off to change my mind. Well, that's Quinn. Whoa, what the fuck? She did that? You don't have to do this thing where you pretend like you're different from her. I saw all the hots enjoying themselves at the ceremony. I know you're in on this. I think I know what got you this upset, and I can only apologize if you thought that you'd get free tuition from joining us. It's a rumor that's been spreading, and it holds no merit. All it would have taken of you to know that... all it would have taken of you to know that was to ask us. Except that Quinn told me I'd get it. Fuck, she's not making this easy for me. It takes a special sense of humor to understand Quinn. And it seems like you've gotten off on the wrong foot. I should have been more attentive and noticed that there was something wrong. I've been stressed out and busy, and you can blame me for that. See, it's my senior year, and I've been looking for a new president for the Hots. That's why Quinn has been trusted with more responsibilities, but she's obviously taken some liberties that I'll have to correct and discuss with her. I'm sorry, Maya. If I'd been more present, I assure you, things would have been different. Okay. Is there anything I can do for you? I truly care. I really need that free tuition. That's the reason why I pledged. I understand. No, you don't understand. You have no idea. Then tell me. I don't think so. Are you coming? I want to finish our session and I can't stay much longer. I have plans. So that you know, I'm not going to drop this here. The Hots do care and you're one of us. I'll give you some time to think and I need to think too. I'll talk to you later. Oof.
Oh, she got those go to hell eyes.
Yeah, she got those devil eyes. Hey, don't mind me. I just have this shelf left. Haha, do your thing. And done. That was easy. Bella keeps this place neat. I can tell you work very fast. It would have been harder if things weren't in order. I think I'm done for now. I earned a break at least, so any news? News on what? About your dad, I guess. Well, I went home on Sunday for dinner, and I think I convinced him that my dorm will be a solo dorm from now on. Did you? That's great. Yeah, Derek backed me up by showing Dad a picture of you two in dick jackets. So that truth was a good reason for you leaving my dorm. Did you convince him it's gonna stay a single dorm? What did you say? Yeah, I told him it was unlikely that someone new would stay with me since the semester has already started. And I promised to tell him if that has happened. I know he won't take my word for that. But I hope that he will see this the truth in the long run. You should be careful then. No stupid risks.
Stay for a while.
How's studying? I'm having a hard time focusing. I read the pages, but nothing is sticking. Then don't force it. Do something else until you feel like studying. I usually clear my head by exercising. Yeah, so do that. Thanks, Grim. For what? For caring about me. I feel like a sad mess and it's not what I want to be. You've met me at a low point in my life, yet you're still here. Anyone else would have moved on by now. Come on, Maya. Everyone has problems. And if this isn't what you want to do, if this isn't what you want to be, do something about it. Don't let it define you. Yeah, I'm trying to. Well, I'm off. It's time for some lunch and rest before I work more on the mansion. Have fun. Talk to you later. Leave? I'm not kissing her. Ah, the mall. We have arrived. Yes, let's shop. Excellent suggestion. I know a boutique that would be right up your alley. They sell these handmade soaps that smell delightful.
That's good.
Uh-oh.
You know what she reminds me of there? Mm. Is that gopher at they dun-dun-dun
around
them big eyes.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, that reminds me. I should visit Giorgio while we're here. Who's Giorgio?
His gay lover.
Giorgio is my tailor, and I happen to be in need of a new Italian suit. Aha! That was a joke, you know, because your former friend ruined mine. I don't find that funny. Well, I don't either. But I do need to purchase a suit. I'd like to wear it for my upcoming presentation about how welfare has no positive effects on motivating the unemployed to work. You'll be right there, right? I think you'll be amazed by my conclusions and research. I think I have a class that day. I don't think I told you the date, did I? And it should be in your curriculum. What a coincidence. Bella! Bella, a hug? Are we shopping? Indeed, I was just telling Jill about my Italian tailor. Tybalt's looking for a new suit. That's perfect. That means you can come with me and try on some clothes. Tybalt won't mind. Perfect. I'm sure we'll run into you later. I'll meet you in the soap boutique, Jill.
That's so gay.
It's supposed to be. Thank you. Don't mention it. How are you holding up? It feels so forced for me. And it's like I can't sense the mood. Let's go in here. We don't have to fake trying on clothes. What about you? What about me? Ugh.
Fuck yeah.
There we go.
Alright, we're getting somewhere.
Anything new? Not really. Working. Not much else. Speaking of work, you'll never guess who I'm mentoring. Someone I know? Sage. No way. She's not at all what I had imagined. How is she? She's a very bright girl. She does have an attitude. Oh, I've heard that. But I've got to give it to her. She's more than that. You can talk to her and have a stimulating conversation. And I thought I'd be mentoring a spoiled brat with a superiority complex. It's fascinating how she's making me change my mind so fast. I feel so stupid for my preconceived notions. I haven't talked to her a lot. I get the feeling it's intentional. I tried being nice to her, I think about a year ago. How did that go? Not that well. She brushed me off. Hey, is this me, or is strapless too much? Do you like it? I do, but it's not what I typically wear. If you like it, you like it. Buy it. I think you look gorgeous in it. Thank you. I'll go out of my comfort zone then. And that outfit suits you very well too. It complements your wonderful body. Thanks for the compliment, Jill. Oh, you're welcome, Bella. I truly mean it. Are you enjoying yourself? Haha, I am, thanks to you. Oh, Lord.
What a creep.
I'm beat. Grim, are you here? Yeah.
Time to play some Lumineers.
Are you going to sleep this early? No, I'm just resting up. It was a long day. Yeah, this is the hardest I've worked for sure. I got this week's payment. Anything to add to it? No. Oh, wait. I worked extra today in the library. We can expect $1 this week. Oh, I can look. So if you want to know what the music is, you just go into music. It's blacked out. But I didn't know I could look at all this shit.
You're not in free room, probably.
Well, I didn't know I could look at all this shit.
You know what I can do.
I know you can. No, oh wait. I worked extra today in the library. We can expect $1 this week. Great. Let's add that to the budget. That's $6 counting the black rose. The pink rose and the seniors receive $6. Are you going to update the board or should I? Oh fuck, did I forget? Yeah, are you doing okay? I am, but I'm tired. Let me cover for you in a bit. You and Derek have been pushing yourselves. Take the night off. Just tell me what I should write on the board. Okay, let me think. Alright! Now this is becoming more of a fix-it game. I mean, it just is.
Fix-it Felix.
Earn $1. The 2% earn $1. Hey, there's a lot of tasks completed. It says task completed, task completed. Oh. Yeah. $37.
All right.
Getting really close. We don't need to buy anything. We're going to buy those windows.
Okay.
All right. Now people are all in the 30s. We got to pump them up.
Pump, pump, pump them up.
Especially people in the 32s and the 30s. Need to get them up there. 31. People aren't really gathering a lot of money, are they? 31. I just ran them a lot of them.
What is the X for? The top one?
I can't remember. I want to pump him up a little bit.
Money? We need some people to make more money.
Well, they are, I mean.
I don't know what the question mark one is.
Don't either. Just give them as much as you can in different stats. There. Almost everything, right?
Alright. Yeah, I tried looking at it.
Clean, repair, work, and salvage. So their cleaning points went up, their repair work, their work points went way up, and their salvage. So let's see. Oh wow, stuff's done. So what's up there? Somebody's got to finish to do the laundry room. It's almost done. No. Hold on. No. I keep doing the wrong thing. Sorry. Nope. I got to have somebody on there that's going to really do it.
Yep.
Kitchen.
The more people that you have fix things, right, let's look at that, 170, so I get one person.
Okay.
John Boy's room. We need to get somebody that's gonna... Nobody's worked on the porch. Home theater would be nice to
get. Man, Rusty's room still ain't been done.
Yeah, I know. Kitchen's bad. Dining room is terrible. Somebody needs to get to work on the dining room. I'm gonna hit two guys in there. No, I'm not putting Grim in. I need to get guys in there. It's gonna finish that fucker. Same thing with that kitchen.
55.
Yep, it's gonna finish. You gotta finish the dining room and the kitchen. Now we got some workers. I mean, that's really all we need right now.
Yeah.
The dining room, the kitchen, and we got all the laundry room. We'll have the whole basement done.
Okay.
And we'll have the dining room and the kitchen, and a couple rooms up here, and then we'll have just these rooms here. Mm. But that's really it, because I want more people, because we need to get those windows. So we've got, can we work on that? Pay zero. Pay $1.
My kid's tree fort is hazard. We need someone to come remove it, and it's got $3 signs.
Can't do that.
Build a new one.
That's all we can do. I mean, we got it. We're getting it. That seems to be good right now. It's just floor stats.
What about Graham? What did you put him on?
Work.
Oh, okay.
Even though, I don't know, maybe he shouldn't go to work.
Yeah, he should.
I don't think so, because he only got $1.
Oh.
Okay, maybe you need to put him on something in the building.
Something's about done.
What else?
Okay, see, that's going to be... it's going to get it good, but we want to get one that can get it done. Like, hold on, let's take him off. See, there's nothing there. We want to get one that is going to be knocked out for sure. I'll bet if I put him in Rusty's, he'll finish it. Yep. Let's have him finish Rusty's room.
Okay.
Boy, I know this is just lovely. I know our fans pass through this. That's fine. We get it. But this is part of the game, so we have to do it every time.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get all of that? Yep, I got it. Rest up now, will you? Thanks, Rusty. I don't want to go to bed early. Maybe I could see if someone is up for relaxing together. Exit your room when you're ready.
Okay.
Melodic infusion.
Someone.
Elena just told me that you and Derek had to steal panties from the Hots when you first came here. Is it true?
Yeah.
Ah, so that's why. You'll have to tell me the entire story sometime. I'm actually trying to forget it. What are you up to? At the moment, not much. I'm waiting for Elena to get off the phone. I'm free tonight. Can I come over? All right, have a nice evening. I'm really just trying to stay with Jill and not. I don't know. What do we need to do?
No, neither. I wish you held on to answer that. See who else is in your...
Maya. I bet. Making some changes to my dorm, cleaning and such. What about you? Nice. Don't forget to work. Are you doing something tonight? Can I come over? I don't know, man.
I don't... Maybe you can call him back and... See, where is Jill?
Quinn! You're free and want to suck on stuff with me. Come over. You'll see when you get here. Come to my room.
Go to your room.
I'm going.
I think she's at least discreet.
Boys, by unpopular demand, he's back in the cage. Stop that. I'm just cleaning the place. It's like private dances cost extra. Grim is the best pole dancer you ever saw. He's been at it since the ripe age of 8 years. Wow, that's really impressive. You learn something new every day. That's fucking gay. Dance, dance. He needs to work on his expressions a bit. You're supposed to look seductive, not confused. Yeah, I see a little bit of dance for you. I'm crying from laughing. Way to go, ass man. Looks like we sent the right guys to do the job. Ah, again, private dances cost extra. Sounds expensive and exotic at the same time. Stanley saw this, he'd be so mad. Definitely, he still groans about last time. Good luck getting into an empty private room. Guys, kinkier than I thought. I know, right? Oh no! Truly wonderful day at the mall, and on top of that, I acquired a new suit for my upcoming presentation of why welfare doesn't motivate the unemployed to work. I actually have to agree with that. When people on welfare, they don't want to work. I heard about that.
I'd say people that stay on
welfare. Yeah, but there's a lot of people that do. I'm looking forward to your presentation. It's going to be top-notch. You're a lucky man. Well, nice to see Giorgio still delivers. My regards. Not luck, but charm and skill. Why did you add the heart filter? This post is very misleading, and it sends out the wrong signals about us. Can you please remove it? Haha, whoops, those are accidental hearts. I must have touched the filter before pressing send. Such a good-looking couple. Thank you. A date with a girl? Well, I'm surprised you could have picked those bushy eyebrows, though. Yikes. And I hope you bought a clown suit, because you look like you haven't worked a day in your life. This clock has been flagged as harassment.
Who was that wrote that?
President Tybalt Burke. It says, I don't know. Tyballs at President Tyballs. I don't know. When's your presentation? I'll send you a memo. You won't miss it. It's mandatory for our financial crisis class.
They need if you could go crash it somehow.
Very different Friday night. Oh, no, no, no. We did that one already. Where's... We're missing something. Yeah, task calendar, rooster, stats, scenes, rewards, settings, music. I don't see Swiper.
Well, I don't think we need it. We haven't really used.
Maybe we lost access to it. Well, rewards, we got a reward. Okay. Oh, wow, look at that.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, I love that art. That's more drawn art, which I really like. It's just the game that's actually drawn characters, which is great. That was worth it.
What task we got now?
Not sure, but let's go ahead, since Swiper's not available.
Well, you got, I was going to say if you looked at the task on your phone.
Exit your room when you're ready.
That's it.
Don't feel like playing guitar. Go to Quinn.
Go to Quinn.
Hey, what's that smell? Fruit. That's some weird ass fruit. What is that thing? You never saw a hookah before? Oh, I have. A hooker? No, a hookah. A hooker. Pick it up and have a puff. Inhales. Hold it in. I swear to God, I remember one time when I was high, somebody blew a hookah just directly into me and I was high for 3 days straight. Like I was floating, man. That was so weird. I had to pretty much stay on the couch for 3 days.
I had a hookah bar when we went to Nashville. But, we went in it. It was expensive as hell. And so, I talked my friends into going to Coyote Ugly instead.
And basically, my friend, she took one end and she just went, blew the whole thing directly into me. And oh my God, was I gone. Oh, it's drugs? So cute. No, I'm just smoking fruit oil. What do you think? I thought it was tobacco. It's not that strong, and it would take quite some time to get high from this. That's why I prefer it to a bong. It's more of an experience. Not for me, apparently. I have no idea what you mean by that, but I'll take your word for it. Hang out, Quinn. What are you reading? None of your business. Touchy subject? Just drop it. Come to think of it, I don't even know what you're studying here. You know, classes. I would have never guessed that. What degree are you going for? Enough with the school shit, okay? You're killing my mojo here. Nice music. Yeah, it makes me feel like dancing. I dig it.
She looked like it's working pretty well.
That's hot. Nope, they don't let you look at the tracks. They need to add that so we can at least see what the music is all the time. I bet you like it. Yeah, that's sexy as hell. Ha ha ha! Oh, that's a mirror. You know what I'm looking for. A render, but I don't think there are any.
I think that's only in free room. You can find the render.
Tell me, pervert. How many of you fucked since coming here? What kind of question is that? I don't mean anything by it. I'm just curious. I don't keep count. That's no fun. Let's see if I can figure it out. Camilla? Yeah, you definitely fucked Camilla at least once. And surprisingly, you haven't given it to Riona. What about Sarah and Melanie, do you recall? I might have. Well, even though I don't know the exact count, at least you're using my services. Let me reward you with a free one, then. Who do you like?
I guess.
I was gonna say Riona, but I'm gonna go with you. I like you. That's not what I meant. You don't have to pay me for that. Pick someone else. Oh! We haven't gotten with Riona yet.
Yeah, I guess so.
Definitely Riona. I'll let her know. Hey, babe. What the hell are you doing? Huh? Are you kidding me? You call me babe and sit in my lap in your underwear. I'm high, I'm feeling good, and I want to make out with you. Alright. This is actually stuff I do listen to on the net. I'm like, anyone working? There's. Very good synthwave artist. I wonder if I have this song from the many thousands of synthwave bundles I downloaded off Groupies.
I've tried looking it up, but I guess it isn't famous enough to be on Shazam yet.
No. It's probably from a synthwave artist, which they gave me a bunch of bundles. I probably got it.
I think that rock song was the only one that I've found so far. When they're fighting, I think.
Yeah. It's good, though. I like it.
Oh, yeah. It's called Simplay.
What, this?
What?
I don't know what the name music. Is.
You called it something.
That's just her dancing. But I don't know.
Right, see what he can do.
And hang out.
Okay. Right.
There's nothing really else to do.
I guess then hang out.
Hi yet? I don't think so. I'm over here, dude. You're a bit pale. Are you doing all right? I don't know. I think I might have to lay down for a bit. That's cool. Just chill. We got all night if needed. Don't fall asleep, though. Right, I forgot about your role. Do you want a blowjob? Well, I mean,
I'm not gonna say no. My stomach feels a little unsettled, and I just don't think I have time.
Oh man, your cock, want me to suck it? Yeah, sure.
Of course.
I'm not used to seeing you flaccid. You've been rock hard from the get-go other times. Is that a problem? Haha, you zone out when you get high. I try to, thanks. I'm not gonna do it if you're not lucid. Raise your right hand if you want me to suck your cock. Right hand raise!
That looks like a left.
Yeah, okay, good enough. Suck, suck. Let me see if you can get hard when you're stoned. There we go. Keep going. Whoa. That's fast. Smack. Hey, look who's got some motor skills left. Say no more. Lick, lick. Oh, they're full on 69ing.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Hey. Chill, okay? I've got this.
Which one?
Vaginal? Oh, Lord.
We've did anal already on her.
Vaginal. Yep.
I just don't see a woman really enjoying that.
What, the anal?
Anal.
Oh, man, there's some women that enjoy it, pretty much. Okay. All right. Okay. And they're really milking it. Ugh. Dude, you're fucking coming. Okay, don't stop. Yes, okay. Dude. Oh, fuck. Breathe heavily. Damn, pervert. You felt like a next level sex toy. I'm impressed you got that much blood to your dick while being high. Do you ever get dizzy from getting hard with that tripod cock? Hey, are you still with me? Snores. Pervert, what'd I tell you about not sleeping? Hey, hey! I'm gonna wake your ass up later just so you know. Do you hear that? You're not staying the night. Are you sleeping now? Hey, fucker! You're lucky I'm high, too. She reminds me a lot of one of my girlfriends. That's why I love picking her. Because that's the way she was. Hey, fucker, you're not gonna go to sleep. I will wake your ass up. I've had that happen. I've been that guy. Mm-hmm. Deep breath. Sup, bitch? Not much, I'm making soup. Cool, what kind? The can said beef.
She's not making it, is she?
Yeah, I have a question for you. Great, I have a question for you, too. Sure, shoot. Do I pour the soup into the water because I did that? No, you just boil the soup. That's what I thought. Cans usually say something like that. Bring it to a boil.
Sounds you got like it.
So I should have boiled the can in the water?
Oh, she's fucking retard.
Oh my. These women exist. No, not the can, just the soup. You don't need any water. But when I boil pasta, I need water. Yeah, but not with canned soup. That's stupid. Alright, why didn't they write the instructions on the can so that normal people can understand how to cook it?
Oh my goodness. I think she's the one with crabs, too.
Yeah.
She doesn't know how to shampoo them out, huh?
She's got to wear water wings in the bathtub so she doesn't drown.
See her face down. How do you drown in 2 inches of water?
Yeah, we got to pull you out of that. Not everyone is a rock scientist. What?
Rock scientist.
Oh, no.
Oh, and it's dog food.
About my question. Would you happen to have the video of Josie and Maya fulfilling their scavenger hunt list? Oh no! Oh, that video was hot! You should have seen it! Oh. Yeah, I should have. So, do you have it? Nope, they just showed me on their phones. Okay, never mind then. Hey, sister. Wait up. Tell me, are you planning to ignore me forever, or what are you going for? Hey, I'm kind of curious about the dog food. Why would they need to buy dog food in a dorm with a bunch of women that don't have pets? But I think she bought it.
And
she probably bought that shit.
Yeah.
Tell me, are you planning to ignore me forever, or what are you going for? I'm not ignoring you. I simply have nothing to say to you. Not even a hi or an exchange of pleasantries? Hi. Yeah, I can see that you are. I mean. Can you hook me up? Do you smoke? I sure do, so how about it? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm tired from studying or something. No, you're not. You're acting carefully. And I perfectly understand you. You should be careful. I can see how you must be blaming yourself for trusting Mona right about now. Mona who? I got $500 for you if you hook me up. And that's a lot of fucking money in this game. Mm-hmm. That'd repair the mansion and everything. I'm not sure how much drugs that equate to, so I don't use or sell any. But $500 worth sounds like it's way more than personal use. I'm guessing, of course. Yeah, I have no clue how this works either. It's totally the first time I buy. I'm just an innocent girl taking that $500 worth. It's a good... thinking that $500 worth is a good start for our relationship. I have no reason to trust anything you say. It seems like I have leverage and that it's making you uncomfortable. So let me level the playing field. I'm looking for a new supplier, reliable and cheap. You can't believe how hard it is to find someone with either of those qualities, let alone both. Despite the amount, it's for personal use. I just happen to be buying extra personal use for my girls at the club. How many girls are we talking about? All of them. Want a drink? Fuck yes, and a smoke. Follow me, I have a hookah in my room. And don't mind the naked guy in the bed, he's passed out cold, but he'll be leaving shortly. When I look back at the first month I had at this place, I was worried that every day would be filled with crazy. How could I not think that? Every day was. There was everything from fighting people to Hell Week pranks and wild parties, ones that either I was invited to or had to attend anyway. But after Hell Week, it kind of died down for a bit, just like I hoped it would. Days were a bit more mundane. The dicks were focused on working, and on top of that, I spent time studying. I started working out more. It's the same kind of workout I always did, cardio and sparring. But I was tempted to join the gym. Now I had the money for it. I didn't want to spend it frivolously, though. I didn't know what for, but I was saving it. It was pretty dull at times, but dull days are needed to appreciate the fun ones. I thought about what Sage told me in the library, and how it's good to have some sort of balance between studies and parties. I came to like that way of thinking more than I thought. But then the weekend came, and I could feel how the dicks weren't having any fun. Hey, I was bored too, but I had to act like I wasn't to keep the morale up. We had to save money for the mansion. Everyone wanted to restore their rooms and have it like it was before. They were missing the strobe light dancing, the bar tables, the mini fridges filled with alcohol, the crowded parties, the blasting music, and the relaxing and fun times. And instead they were faced with something new to them. Reality. It didn't matter how hard we worked. The money wasn't meant to be spent on anything until the place was back in its shape. That made the weekend feel a bit weird and, well, the boys tried finding other ways of satiating their need for alcohol. What was it called again? Vodka fanny bullets. How does it work? You take a tampon. A tampon? Did you buy tampons for this? Buy them? No. You get them for free in some ladies' rooms. Continue. You take a tampon, and then you pull down your pants and your underwear. I'm out. Do you want to get drunk or not? I'm not sticking a tampon up my ass, bro. I didn't say that. Then what is it? First you dip the tampon in the vodka, and then you stick it up your ass. That's what I thought it was. But you forgot about the vodka. The vodka is not the issue. Let me get this straight. Technically, you could just pour vodka up your ass. Yeah, with a funnel. No, listen, I've tried the fanny funnel chug. It doesn't work well. You see, the tampon holds the vodka in place and slowly exposes your asshole to it. Why am I the only one groaning here? Come sit with me, I'm not even gonna listen. So what I'm hearing is that it's better if it's slow? Yeah, from your asshole, it goes directly into your bloodstream. Where I come from, it's the top three reasons drunk teenagers are hospitalized. But why your asshole, though? If you're looking to get the alcohol into your bloodstream, why not the armpit? It should be as effective, but it sounds extremely dangerous. You liar, you said you weren't listening. What are you, a vodka fanny bullet academic? Trust me, you do it in the asshole. And then you walk around with a tampon in your ass until you get drunk, is that right? Yeah, for a little while. Have you done the math on this? Like, is it more effective to shove it up the ass than drinking the vodka? It seems like everyone here has a fucking degree in vodka fanny bullets. Are we doing this or what? You go first. I think it's better if I'm sober when someone else does it. In case of emergency, I know what to do. What emergency? You just pulled a tampon out. Yeah, but amateurs will underestimate the power of the tampon. You see, as you dip the tampon in the vodka, can anyone guess what will happen? It will swell up, and fast at that. Wait, is this why women use tampons during their period instead of diapers or whatever it's called? Most chicks would probably deny it, but I think the tampon swelling is them making lemonade out of lemons. Either way, what this means is that you only have a small window of opportunity to put in your asshole before it swells to the size of a... Is this our Saturday night? Well, what do you want to do? We should have gone to the Hots party. Alphas will be there. Chicks too. Do you want to go? We don't have to ignore them just because Tommy does. We're free to do whatever we want. If you want to, then yeah, let's go. I need it. Ah, it burns! Clench, Jamie, clench. Don't waste the vodka. The alternative is staying here watching dudes getting alcohol up their asses. Butt beer! Butt beer, what? Hell week is over. Yeah, I know, but... Butt beer! Not for me, bro. Fag. Big A! Hey, Arius, how are ya? Arius, what happened to Ari? It's cool, I think Arius suits you better. Caleb's downstairs if you're looking for him. No, I was looking for you. Let's go talk in my room. I can't, I'm waiting for Ash, she's getting us beer. Ash? Who, Ash? My roommate Ashley? Yeah, Ashley, I call her Ash. It's short for Ashley. Oh, does she call you Big A? No, she calls me Ant. It's short for Anthony. Those colors suit you. Think so? I feel a bit odd wearing this. Yeah, I'm the same. You know what I want to do? What? I put them on at night to get used to them. Rio always laughs when she walks in and sees me wearing them. They don't look so revealing on other hots if they feel like you're wearing nothing. Oh, please, you're fine. If I wore these at work, I'd get fired for being overdressed. Are we standing in the hallway when there's a party over there? Follow the music, girls. Whistles. Damn. Hey, boys, I hope you're enjoying yourself. There's more beer in the kitchen. Look at you. Is that new? No, I wanted to wear this dress for a long time, but I never found the opportunity for it. You look beautiful in it. Thanks, Josie. That's sweet of you. And I have to say, you look great in that outfit. Pink is totally your color. I was talking to Kamala about it. I still feel weird about wearing this. Because it's revealing? Yeah, the skirt feels too short. You should have been here when we had our old outfit. It was horrible, right, Heather? Yeah, it felt like a swimsuit, and it's way too tight for me. At least with this design, I can choose an individual size for the top. Ugh, are you whining about your big tits again? Didn't I tell you they're a superpower, and you want to hide them like a blow-up doll? Yeah, yeah, it's no news how you feel about it. Let a girl bitch for once. Bitch over here, I need a word with you. Did you settle in? Yeah, pretty much. Heather and Elena have been showing me around and teaching me about this and that. I can tell Heather's happy that you're here, and I think that you and I should bond as well. Sure, I'd love that. But first, I must say I'm happy you changed your mind and returned. It's very big of you. I wish that the others would do the same, but it doesn't seem like it's happening. They were too upset. And you're not, right? Somewhat, yeah, but you know, what else could I do about it? I don't want you to start off with the impression that we don't care about our sisters. Maybe that wasn't clear from your first week here, but it's the core concept of the Hots. No offense, but it doesn't show. Okay, I hear you, and I appreciate the honesty. Let's try to fix that, shall we? Josie, tell me more about yourself. What do you want to know? I already know about you and Tommy, but that comes from what I heard from others. I want to hear your version of it all. About Tommy and me? Haha, no, about you. Start with where you're from and why you're here. Fair warning, your ears will get tired. I talk a lot. I love it. Please. Maybe we shouldn't have worn our jackets for this. Who would you fool? No one, but it's a matter of not triggering the alphas. We didn't come here to fight anyone. I think we can defuse any situation. I don't know, where there's alcohol, there's trouble. Oh wow, now the evening got interesting. Behave, you're outnumbered here and we don't want any fight to break out. You know me, I don't stir shit up. I wasn't talking to you. Hey, I'm not here to fight either. We came to kick back and hang out with you girls. Aw, you miss us? Everyone does. I have a hard time believing that. I thought he'd come around by now. What can I tell you? For every day he doesn't, it's a day where we drift apart. Good thing we came then. Yeah, we're like ambassadors. Ambassadors are untouchable. I assure you that you're not. What she meant to say was, have fun. Thanks, we will. Complete the task in the task app.
Phone.
I know. Oh shit.
It has your task.
Talk to Sage in private. Talk to Jacob and Josie in private. Are you okay? My asshole's a burn victim. This is just how I imagine bleaching your anus feels like. But did it work? Are you drunk? No, I'm not drunk. Derek took the bottle and continued by himself. I'm hanging out with Leon. We're heading downtown, hoping to get lucky. Jacob and I went to the Hots. Come here if you feel like it. That's where you went? I'm not so sure about it. I think we're going to try to get in some bars or call it a night. Cool, have fun. You too. Said there was a message, but I don't see it. That kind of reminds me of Billie Eilish. It's by Bex. I don't see anything else.
That one extra task has a...
Pack quest. Find hidden buttons. Okay. Alright. So there's some hidden buttons in this game. Oh shit.
Wanna say hey?
This is by Cosmos. It's called Bear Weed. Bear Weed, yeah. Sounds good. I don't think there's anything in the showers, bro. Oh, why are the showers on that side? Oh, that's just a party. And I was like, boom, boom, pow. And he was like, whoa, right on. He didn't have anything to say after that. He took his bag and left, you know? Yeah. You're not fully with me tonight, dude. Did you take a double dose or something? Nah, bro, I'm a bit guarded because of Arieth. I don't want to run into her tonight. Ah, yeah, what the hell is wrong with her? Isn't she with Daw? She tried to hump my leg last time. Bro, don't start. Don't ask. I tried to shake her, but it's fucking impossible. She's been stalking me on Rooster and writing these fucked up private messages to me. Hey, you, want a drink? Sure. Awesome. Make me one while you're at it. Bruh. What the fuck is a dick doing here? Don't you fucking fight tonight. I swear, we'll kick you out if you do. You heard her. Leave, bitch. You're lucky you got your mommy to look after you. I'd floor you. Don't fucking start something, Grim. Okay, I can't go into the kitchen while Caleb and What's-His-Face are in there. How can I make them leave?
Arieth, have you talked to her?
The corkboard has 15 pictures on it.
Huh?
The corkboard had 15 pictures on it.
Hidden button found.
Those are hard to do.
Well, it had a list of what to look for on there, on your phone.
Oh, I know, but it's not like... It's just... There's a render. We got a render. Nice laptop. It's probably Heather's. It's weird that it's 15...
Think you had
oh, can't go in the kitchen.
Upstairs.
I can't leave the party yet.
You can talk to Jacob in private.
Hold on. We got a Riona. I don't know what the new. Oh, here's a new one. Okay. Hey, Occupy, there's a bathroom downstairs, too. Fuck.
Talk.
Hold on, I'm looking around. Let me look around before I talk to people. Okay, so we're in another room. Hold on, go back in there.
I think that's Lily's room.
Might be. Architecture, graphic design.
Oh.
Oh man, these buttons. You never find them all. You never find them all, because you don't... It's supposed to shine. Oh. It's supposed to shine when you find one. Oh shit!
Oh, who's on the bed?
I'm looking.
She's highlighted when you went by. There it is.
Big A? Oh, it's you. I thought it was Anthony.
Party out.
No, I'm not fucking there yet.
No.
Party out there. You know, there's a party out there. Party in this house, too. That's what I meant. Why aren't you partying? I'm too upset to party. Did something happen? Why am I asking her this? What didn't happen? Everything and nothing happened. All at once. It's like someone punched a hole in my chest and ripped out my heart, and then replaced that heart with another heart. Yeah, it's a heart, but it's like, it's not my heart. And I want my heart, so I, like, have to walk around without it. And everyone is like, hey, Arius, how are you doing? But they're never asking themselves what their part is in this. And I'm like, I'm doing good, but I'm not. But I'm doing good at the same time because I'm me. Like, wow, how hard is it to understand that? Can you get me a tissue? Sure, do you have any in here? They're in the bathroom. I can't even get in the bathroom.
So, Arius, basically, to get rid of the dudes in the kitchen, you gotta send her after him because he's trying to avoid her.
Oh, shit.
Well.
So, what's new with you? Poof, you asking me that like you don't know already? Figured it wasn't cool to just ask about it, but how's that going? Well, I'm here tonight, and she hasn't punched me so far. Did she see you yet? I don't think so, but you know how word travels in this house. Say, what's that supposed to mean? I'll use you as a shield if she comes at me this time. She hits that hard? Yeah, she hits hard as hell. It's tough to keep up a straight face. Pussy. Whatever. Is everything else good? Nah, I need to find someplace else to stay. Dorm life is kind of shit at the moment. What the hell, dicks are here now, huh? Alex, don't fight in here, even in this house. Bro, stop it. He's cool. This dick is not cool, no dick is. Are you disrespecting me? I hear you. Grim, you should leave. I shouldn't push it. Oh! Yeah. Well, we do have that map, just in case. Like you figure there'd be... Whoops. Yeah, they don't show you the arrow, but it's there. I don't see nothing there. But I never have gotten to see their dorm. Is that the one we went into last night?
No, we haven't.
Aunt, butt beer! I'm good, I have a bottle. Come on. For me? Duh, I'm not feeling it tonight. I don't want to show that side in front of Ash. Okay, that's fucking it. What? It's every day with that shit now. Ash this, ash that, ashtray, ash hat. Ash hat? I'm losing my buddy to a girl. What do you mean? I'm right here. No, you're not. You sit with her in class. You don't listen or laugh at my jokes anymore. Am I garbage to you? You're not garbage, you're dog. I don't feel like I know you anymore. It's been like forever since we just did something, me and you. Oh, come on, we still do things. Remember last week we went skipping rocks at the lake and fed those ducks? What? That wasn't with me. Oh, yeah, that right. Ash. That was Ash. You went to the lake without me? Buddy, we can go next week. Would you like that? The swan is back. You know, the one with the crooked neck. Is he? Yeah, want to go see him? Yeah, how about tomorrow? No, I can't go tomorrow. I'm taking Ash shopping.
All right, buddy.
The fuck are you doing here? Leave, bitch. Seems there's not going to be any bearing of the hatchet. Behave. Behave. I'll behave. But the game's on, Alphas. I'll find a way to make you leave.
Bria?
Hey, dancing, huh? Woo! Haha, you're so drunk. Am I? You are. Then how come I want more to drink? Because you have zero judgment when drunk, I guess. Woo! Want a drink? Yeah, get me one. What about me? I want one too. He can get us both. Give me a tequila one or something vodka. Oh, please, no. You'll go crazy drinking that. Make it rum or whiskey. I haven't drunk that before. Is it good? Real good. Rum and whiskey's my favorite. Yeah. To me, it is. Your choice, Grim. Just get us one. Can't drink it often, but when I do, it's a party.
I wonder if you can go... Well, there's where she is, so...
Hey, Grim. Hey, did I interrupt? Not at all. It's cool that you came. At least half the people in here would disagree with that statement. Yeah, I don't mind those guys. It seems like we're back to keeping traditions like they used to be. Sadly. Nice outfit, Josie. Do you think so? Thanks, I'm starting to come around about it. You're not drinking anything. Want something? I'm drinking, but I'm trying to keep it balanced, like you taught me. Did I tell you to drink less? No, but you know I need to cut back a little for now. I'll make up for it another time. I'm going to go check on the other guests. Thanks for the talk, Josie. It's very informative. I didn't realize that you and Grim had that history. What did you tell her? I told her some stories about work and such. Nothing in detail if you're worried. I'm not... Should I be worried? No, you shouldn't, but some things are just our business. That's what I meant.
Sit down, talk to her. She's
mind if I sit down? Sure, have a seat. Now that we're alone, what do you really think about my outfit? Don't you believe what I told you? I believe that you mean well, but sometimes people say what they think you want to hear and not the real truth, especially when it comes to appearances. You don't need to sugarcoat it with me.
You look good in it, yeah.
I wasn't sugarcoating it. I was honest. You look very good in it. I like that outfit a lot. Okay, I believe you, but I don't know if I feel the same way. Do you feel weird putting that jacket on the first time? No, it's nothing like that. I love putting it on. It feels so comfortable to wear. Maybe that's because it's not showing your underwear when you sit. Haha, is that what your problem is? Haha, yeah, I think that's what it is. I have to sit with my legs crossed. If that's what's worrying you, let me reassure you that I didn't see anything. That's because I'm good at sitting with my legs crossed.
Let me have a look.
Let me have a closer look and I'll tell you if you're nailing it. Haha, no, that's not where this is going. Is it not? You're striking up a conversation about your panties with me at a party. My flirt radar is going off. Your flirt radar? That's so stupid. Will you stop it already? Fine. Can we talk about something else aside from my panties? Hey, you brought them up. So, what about your shoes? We don't have to talk about my clothes, Grim. But since you mentioned them, I feel stupid for wearing flats tonight. Is that what they're called? Yeah, since they are, you know, flat. Why are you feeling stupid? They look like regular shoes to me. Because I'm already so much shorter than everyone here, and even the tall girls are wearing heels tonight. It makes me even smaller, haha. They're towering above me.
Flirt.
Joke. Every party needs a midget. Ha, that's so rude. I didn't know you were self-conscious about your height. I don't get self-conscious about many things, but yeah, I wish I were a few inches taller. Everyone has something they wish to change about themselves. I don't think you ever get to be the perfectly happy about your body. I think you're right about that. So other than clothes, everything good with you in this place? Yeah, I feel like I'm beginning to settle in. I like a lot about this house. Also, I feel like I've gotten closer to the girls this week. Even Quinn? No, not her. And Sage has been pretty busy too. but I appreciate her making an effort tonight. I'm a bit thirsty. I think I'm going to get a drink. I can get one for you. What do you want? You know how to make a daiquiri? I might. Well, I'd love one, or maybe something simple like a vodka cranberry or rum and cola. That's a lot of drinks. You're going all in tonight. Haha, no, just one of those, please. So you're trying to give all these...
Now you gotta find all this alcohol.
Problem is, I know where it is.
In that room?
Yep.
Yeah. Go to that room.
Okay, so that's Quinn's room. That's Sage's room. That's the lounge.
Where's Lily's?
The basement. The basement. We haven't been to the basement.
Go through that glass door, see what. Okay.
It's a good one. The renders are always really good. That's the most part. Oh, shit.
I wonder if... Don't do it.
He might not be able to swim.
And then you kill someone and you're on for manslaughter.
For real? Yeah. I didn't even think about it. Yeah, they would be pissed. I'd have to save the game before I did something crazy like that. Boo! Ah! Bro, fucking stop that. Ah, what's wrong? You're totally on edge. I'm not. Did you see the girls here? Yeah, they're more than just hots. Yeah, you might remember some from our parties. There's this chick in the living room, Clara, and she's a fucking hottie. Cold, so go get her. Nah, man, I'm good out here. Haha, you're totally on edge. Of course I am, aren't you? Not really. Wish I had your cool. All these outfits are making me nervous as hell. Try to relax, okay? I need to get myself a few more of these and then we'll see. Your brother needs to chill. He's just...
He's from the wrong side of the tracks. Everything got him on edge. Clap your hand. Oh, gunfight!
Great tissue.
There's a tissue for Arius.
Good areas with those. I don't think he's a hood dude, though, for real. He don't seem like one. He don't seem like...
No, he's not.
He's not. He's not, for sure.
All right. It's on the right. All
right. Oh, wow. You found that pretty easy.
Well, because I remember where we were.
Got you some tissues. I don't want them anymore. I'm not sad now. I'm angry. And I'm horny. I think you're in luck. I saw some hot dudes in the kitchen talking about you. Did you? Wow, this I gotta see.
Say, now you're gonna get rid of the dudes. And you can go in there.
Oh, we got that song now. It's by Chill Study. A Beautiful Syndrome. Oh yeah, I'll be going into my groupies account seeing if I have that fucking song. You bet your ass.
All right. Let's get some... drink. Be in the kitchen.
Alright. Oh, who do we have here? Oh, hey. Hubba hubba. I was thirsty, but now I think I'm hungry. How about a sandwich? Dude, fuck this, I'm out. Yeah, let's bounce. That takes care of them. Thank you, Arius. Two of eight alphas left the party.
Have her go around scaring off alphas.
Pretty much. Let's mix a drink. What type of alcohol?
Tequila.
Shit and George. Just tequila. Let's go with tequila and...
Oh. Cran?
No.
Lemon and salt.
Cancel. Let's go back. Okay, we gotta make a...
Save? You wanna save?
Yeah, we wanna make a save. Actually, do you think we should go on? I mean, I'm kind of into this.
Yeah, let's hurry.
Yeah.
Get through this.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to piss in a little bit.
All right, hold on. Let's go back. Alright, so, remember, we can quick do this so we can get to the upper hallway. Well, no, Sarah's and Melanie's. We'll get that later. Living room.
You said.
What did you want again? A daiquiri. Something like a vodka cranberry or a rum and cola.
Vodka cranberry.
Rum and cola. Did they have? I don't think. I didn't see any other alcohol there. So.
All right, yeah. Hold on. Go to the. Go back where.
Okay. Vodka.
Vodka. And cranberry.
That's all we get. Alright, I made a vodka cranberry drink. These are pretty sour. Who's it for?
Josie.
I don't know if Josie will like this one. Oh, well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Hey, sexy, want some company? I'm actually waiting for someone. I'm someone. Sorry I made you wait. You look sexy in that skirt. White panties, too. Whistles.
Help. Helper?
Back with your drink. Who's this? Just someone. Someone annoying. Be annoying somewhere else. You're not wanted here. Three of out of eight. Wow, he just left the whole party.
He hurt his feelings.
God damn.
These boys,
he's
get emotional.
Going to masturbate alone tonight. Thanks for the help. God, he was annoying. I can tell. Drink some and forget about him. Thanks for the drink. You're welcome. I think I'm going to grab some punch from that bowl. Aha, what about the spandex lady with her kids? Oh no, I'd almost forgotten about her. She has no business in those pants. Aha, I meant that she was annoying. Yeah, she was, for more reasons than one. She always asked the most stupid questions when she came into the store. Without even looking, she just asked about something she already knew where it was. I know. It's not like I could possibly forget where the cookies are. She bought them nearly every time. I do not miss that place, not one bit. Neither do I, but the work experience was good. Yeah, it was good for knowing that I need to become something else in life. You don't want to work with customers anymore, huh? No, but can you ever escape that? I don't think so. Hell, my dad complains about his, and he's in finance. Is it me, or did they turn up the volume? I know, I feel like I'm yelling.
Wanna dance?
So instead of yelling, wanna dance? Do you dance? Yes, horribly, but yes. Yeah, I'd love to dance horribly with you. Thanks for the dance. Hey, it was fun. Gonna catch some air, see you around.
Alright, find out what Rihanna and them want.
Okay. Was it that you wanted again? Tequila or vodka? Wait, I thought we said rum or whiskey. But you can't, because we can't make rum or whiskey. Apparently, nobody went and bought some fucking rum.
We'll go to,
Yeah, I know. Nobody bought any coconut rum, goddammit.
The one.
I can taste the coconut rum now.
Three.
I have it
vodka.
In the... I have it in the fridge, but... no.
Vodka... Nothing.
Oh man, you can drink, you can get yourself fucking plastered.
Yeah.
We'll do that later.
We're trying to play the game.
That's part of the game! Oh.
Alright, just go.
They're in the living room.
Oh, go to the heart.
Here you go. What is it? I call it, once in a lifetime drink special. Whoa, I love it.
Just
can't
fuck.
Be, don't drink more than one of these. If he brings me them, I might. You should drink water, too. I'm not that drunk. Trust me, you should. I'll get you some. Hey, Grim. Wanna see my room? Well, I get the feeling she wants to jump my bones.
Sure.
I'm going for it. I'd love to. Follow me. This is my room in Riona's too, of course. Very nice. It's about the same size as my previous dorm, but it's way better since it's in the house. Oh, don't touch that. Why? And to Rio's death, she's pedantic with her stuff. Is she? I couldn't tell that from looking at her. Right, but she is. So that must be your bed, huh? Yeah, haha. What's so funny? Nothing, I just, do you wanna have some fun? Well, of course I wanna have some fun.
No, I like being miserable.
You know I do, and we should. It's a party. Let's celebrate your first party in Hotch clothing. Alright, we have new prices.
Get it for free.
Forget about the restaurant for one night. Let's fuck. Sorry, I can't. Quinn would be mad.
Don't pay.
Sorry, but no. Fuck. I can't do it for free. I'm going back to the party before you change my mind.
We ain't got that kind of money to just...
Yeah, because you have to play the game. Like the fucking bullshit little triple tile bullshit. Yeah, it sucks. Like, I do that, and then we do... I don't know. And you're supposed to
go after Lily, because that's one on the list.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Lily.
Wow, because this game sucks. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, that's right. Could totally do that. Yup. No money. No money earned. Wouldn't matter, because the deal's already off.
Well, you just go back to her, probably.
No, she's gone. She left.
She left the party.
She left that room, so it's over. Oh, well. That's one thing. They make you pay for the girls.
Not in here.
Shouldn't push it. How the hell do I get...
Straight? Where's it straight? Go to either one of those rooms.
Nice moves. Keep on dancing. Hey, Ashley. Hi, Grim. Sup? Hey.
Talk.
Is any one of you good at mixing drinks? Not really. I can make a strawberry daiquiri, but that's about it. That's rum and strawberries, right? Sure is.
Sure.
Did you talk to Derek recently? No, is he here? No, not tonight. Did he mention me or something? Something wrong, Ash? No, nothing. Can I get a moment alone with Grim? Sure, I need to piss anyway. Did he mention me? A bit, yeah. Well, we stopped talking because he did this thing. I don't know how much you heard. I know what he did. Yeah. Pretty mad at him, but I'm over it. I'm with Aunt now. Good for you. But for real, did he say something about me? He's not gonna bother you anymore. I think that's it. He's not bothering me? Tell him I'm not mad at him anymore, okay? Sure. I'm back.
Who was it?
She was with Derek.
Derek. Okay.
So, yeah. I don't know how to get.
Where did Strait go?
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, in between them. There's Sage. You're supposed to talk to her.
What's up, Grim? Are you having fun? It's a party. Want a drink? Can I make you a drink? I already got one, but thanks.
Leave. Talk.
That's all. Okay.
Talk to Sage. She's
looking hot tonight, Sarah. Haha, you too. We got other ones.
Well,
we gotta talk to all the other girls. Hey, Grim, staying out of trouble? You know it. So what's up? Not much. I'm just chatting with people. See you around. All right, that should be it. Anything else? Nothing I can grab.
Sorry.
Hey, are you avoiding me? If I was, I wouldn't come here. But it feels like you've been doing that lately. We haven't spoken since, you know. I'm aware. Are you mad at me? No, what about you? No, but getting a break from you, I've gotten a lot of time to think this week. About what? About Chad. About what to do now. And about you, actually, a lot about you. I'm third, huh? Don't start anything, okay? All right. Join me outdoors. It's too public here. I came to some conclusions, let me tell you. You don't do things we have done together with a rebound guy. We started fucking earlier than the breakup, so I don't know from where you got that idea. I've had so much fun with you, and I even got to know you at a deeper level than I thought I would. But the vibe I'm getting from you is that you want me to promise something. What do you mean? I never asked for a promise. But it feels like you want me to promise I'm gonna be with you, and I can't promise that because I just got out of a relationship. It wouldn't be fair to you. Exactly. All I know is that if you want this to be something more, I'm not gonna shut the door. We can explore it. Sounds like charity to me. Just tell me if you're not interested up front rather than sugarcoating it. I'm not sure. I haven't looked at you through that lens before. You're such a great guy to me, and I'm attracted to you. I know that much. You're fucking hot, Grim. That's something. It's more than something, and I know you're great in bed. You called me a 3 out of 5 last time. Well, it was, and that's great, but I think you can do better. 3 out of 5 is not great. It's mediocre, and I know I can do better. Yeah, so how long do I have to wait for you? What do you mean by that? Again, it's not fair to you if I'm the only one with the caveats, ifs, and maybes. I'll respect that you don't want to screw until you feel like it's not a rebound thing anymore. And I can't stress this enough, you aren't. You're my fuck buddy, dude. After we sparred, I generally needed to get laid and fuck your brains out. I didn't expect you to act like a girl about it. Hey, but I will wait for you. So? Okay, it's very sweet of you to say that. Despite being called a girl just now, it makes me feel a whole lot better about myself. Also, like I'm desired. Yeah, you are. I desire you, Grim. It's a weird feeling knowing you'll wait for me like that. Could be months, you know. Months? Then so be it. You're worth it. Maybe years. Years, come on, stop fucking around. Or maybe... smack. Oh. I want you, Grim. Oh, here we go. Out here? Why not? Are you shy? What if someone comes? Isn't that the point of it? Not comes, you know what I mean. Relax, no one will come out here. Go for it, dude. Fuck. Oh god. You tease. I want to fuck you so bad, Grim. Can I? Yeah. Oh, fuck.
I'm gonna have to say no.
Right. Yeah. Wow, a slow blowjob? That feels fucking amazing, Sage.
It's way better than those fast ones all the other guys have been giving me.
Watching her head bob up and down like this is so hot. Is it stupid to do this in public? She's a wild girl and she didn't even hesitate. Some women are like that. She's totally into it. Oh, fuck it. I can do it, too. I want to feel your pussy around my cock, Sage. Do it, Grim. Fuck me. Oh, my God. Fuck, this is so hot. I knew you'd like this. Can you feel your heart beating faster because of the adrenaline? Yeah, totally. It's both scary and hot at the same time. We're not alone anymore. I already gave it to her. Don't worry. We're going to turn it around, all right? Hey. Hi, girls. What's up? Not much. We're having a smoke. What are you two up to? We're talking and grabbing some fresh air. His dick is in her. I'm not even joking. For real? Let's tease him. Fuck, I thought I had my lighter on me. I always keep it in my bra. Must have slipped out. What about you, Quinn? Nope, mine's missing too. What the hell are you doing? Nothing, just looking for a lighter. Yeah, alright. Can you go smoke in the front or something? I'm trying to talk to Grim here. Hey, we just don't want him to go soft inside you, huh? Haha, your balls are showing, Grim. Nice cock, enjoy your fuck. Yeah. Wanna go to my room? It's not far. Yeah, sure. You should probably stop riding me. It's hard to stop. Getting caught got me wet as fuck. I know what you mean. I haven't been this hard in a long time.
Since yesterday.
You okay? Let's go. There we go.
I figured her ex would catch him and run off and you'd get rid of another.
Fuck, I can't wait. Neither can I. I gotta have you. Take me, Grim. Damn, it's so big. I love your ass. Haha, I heard that was your thing. Asses? Yeah. Fucking Derek. Squeeze it. Fuck, you're so hot. You are. We both are. Fuck. It's getting hot out here. Hey, if you fuck me any harder, I'm gonna get splinters. Let's hurry to your room then, because that's my plan. Yes, fuck me, Grim. Break me. Fuck, this is so good. Is that dress expensive? Yeah, don't you fucking rip it off. Then you do it. I want to get rid of my clothes, too. Hurry up, I want to fuck. I am. You have a dress, I have layers. Stare less and dress more. I miss seeing you naked. Let me enjoy it. Come on, Tiger. Oh, yes. What about the bed? No time for that. I need you to fuck me. Oh, Grim, what are you doing to me? It's so good. It's been a while, huh? Yeah, I miss this so much. Yes, like that. Oh, wow. Ugh. Moans, I'm gonna... You're gonna what?
Cuckoo.
Come on! Holy fucking shit! Phew! Hey, we're not done here. Aha, I think I am, but don't worry. Give me a second and I'll get you off. How do you want me? Cowgirl! Oh, we have already looked at all that. Pound my pussy, Grim. I like that pose. Give me all you got, faster! Fuck, Sage, you're incredible. Your stamina is way better tonight, Grim. It is. I started to train more. I need to practice holding my orgasm longer then. I think it's sexy that you come faster than I do. Makes you feel good about yourself, huh? Aha, of course. I'm gonna comb! Give it to me. Spray your load on my face and in my mouth, Grim. Let me taste your cum. Come, baby, come! Oh, man. Ah, that was so... Yeah, totally a 3 out of 5. What? Breathe heavily. No way. But a very good 3 out of 5. Ha ha ha. Yeah, it was. Back to the party, I guess. Yeah, you throw a great one. We sure do. Oh, yeah, I forgot to ask you. Okay. I just went backwards. I didn't know I could control this with my controller, but I can.
Yeah.
We sure do. Oh yeah, I forgot to ask you. How's frat life treating you? I heard that you're somewhat of a leader now. A leader? Who told you that? I helped with the planning, that's all. Stop being modest. You do more than that. I've heard good things about you. Are you involved in the party planning? No, and also no parties for us for a while. We need to repair the damages to the mansion first. Then, what about Halloween? What about it? It's usually a big deal at the Dicks. Are you not throwing a party this year? Not a clue, we haven't discussed it yet. I think we should plan something together, the Hots and the Dicks. What about the Tri-Alphas? Your parties are better. We put it to a vote, I'm sure the Dicks would win. Talk to Rusty about it. I would, but he's pretty stressed out these days. I don't think he's got time to plan a party in this mess. That's why you should do it. Help him out, take some initiative, she's right. Let's plan it together and surprise everyone.
Who, you and me?
Yeah, you and me, and Quinn. She needs to learn more. We'll get a bottle of something and sit down and brainstorm. It's my last Halloween party here. Let's make it the best one ever. I still think I should check with someone about it. Fine, that's your call, but convince them, okay? It does sound like fun. Alright, back to mingling with the guests. See you later, Tiger. Okay. Derek, but... We're only a little bit through the party. This is probably going to be a long party. So we'll probably be coming back with the next part of the party relatively soon. And I hope you guys enjoyed this longer than normal, being a dick. You have no idea. You won't believe what time it is right now. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration. We thank you so much for joining us on this very sexy episode. I mean, it made up for last week's.
Oh, yeah.
Of, Grim's Adult Game Corner with Being a Dick. And stay tuned for more Being a Dick.